Chad and Ballsy Daily with material from Chad and Ballsy's live show on 104.9 The Wolf.
Let's do a little mental health check-in. I just want to see how everybody's doing mentally. How are you doing?
You all right? Yes, and no. It's getting closer for my son to come home for Christmas, so that's exciting. I haven't seen him in almost 6 months, like personally face-to-face. But I haven't really seen my parents either, which kind of sucks.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Because they had some health issues, and I'm trying to distance myself, obviously, with everything going on.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's not... if you're ranking it out of 10... The one thing that saves me is coming to work every day.
Yeah.
If I just stayed home, I'd say seven.
Yeah. Well, seven. The Canadian Mental Health Association has asked people how they're feeling out there. And a lot of people are definitely feeling this. 71% of people asked say they're really worried about the second wave of COVID.
Mm-hmm.
They're really, really quite worried about it. 40% said their mental health has deteriorated since March. I you know what, guys? I don't know how it couldn't have.
Yeah,
like I don't know how that number's so low. I figured it'd be way higher than that. I don't know how it increases. Like, yeah. I really don't. And also, they say, especially among people who are unemployed, if you're unemployed, 61% say they've deteriorated, which I get, man. I get that for sure. Almost half of women say that their mental health has gone downhill. Only a third of men. So women are feeling this a lot more than
guys
men.
Lie and don't tell you how they feel.
Well, that's one thing, I think, maybe. But also women have felt the family pressure.
They've had a lot more responsibilities with teaching and everything like that.
Well, and it's not fair, but a lot of the duties when it comes to the kids tend to fall on the woman in the relationship. And that I know that's not fair.
The women, let's be honest, women feel they can do it better. So
they can do it better.
I know, and they take
half
it over.
Half the time they can.
And they take it over.
Yeah. 10% said that they are actually experiencing thoughts or feelings of suicide.
To me, that seems low, actually.
No, that's 1 in 10, man. Think about it. You're in a room with 20 people. Two people in that room, if you go by these stats, are thinking about suicide. That's scary. And that's where we're at right now.
You know what, though, man? It's people that you don't think. It's people that you don't think would think about it.
Yeah, I know.
Are thinking about it.
I know. That's why you got to check in.
Like, if you got in a room with 10 people, like you said, you'd think that guy's the guy that's going to think about it, but it's actually that guy,
right? Well,
the put-together guy or woman.
And you think, a lot of the way we feel... yes, of course, we are in the middle of a pandemic, and everything economically is hitting the fan, but... What fans the flames is social media. It just it makes you feel even worse. I find that it just if I'm feeling down in the dumps, I don't know why I do this, but then I'll go to Twitter and it will make me feel even worse. And the reason it makes me feel worse is it's not only the negative posts that make me feel bad, but it's the positive posts that are starting to make me feel bad, because I'll see a positive post and I'll go, why the hell is this person taking it so well?
Yeah, how do they have it put together and I don't?
Yeah, where's the sunshine in their life?
I'm a loser. Why does my life suck?
Yeah. Right.
Yeah, no, it's true.
That's the point I've got to.
I'm on the verge of actually taking a little mental health break from social media. The problem we have is we're tied into it at work.
This is our gig. But I think you and I, let's do it. Let's make a pact here. Let's not take a long break.
No.
But December 15th.
Yep.
You and I will become social media. We'll go dark on social media December 15th, and we'll rise back up New Year's Day.
I'm good with that.
So just take 2 weeks off, just over 2 weeks off.
I'm good with that.
So we can focus with time on with the family. I think it's been a year that we deserve it. And maybe, you know what? Why doesn't everybody take that break with us? December 15th to January 1st.
A lot of my friends are doing it, and they're saying, hey, you know how to get a hold of me. You got my cell phone.
Yeah. But let's get Chad and Ballsy take a breather. And you could take a breather with us.
Chad and Ballsy Daily.
So Interpol's warning that the mafia may be trying to intercept vaccine shipments to sell them on the black market. Sounds like a Steven Seagal movie.
So, here comes Steven Seagal. No, sleep, Dale.
Yeah, so so you can get your vaccine at a strip club is what I'm getting from that story,
sweet.
Right?
And the buffet.
That's right. There you go. I just went there for the chicken wings and the vaccine shot.
There's nothing more depressing than going to a strip club for brunch.
Now, this is awesome. A physicist has figured out a way to produce N95 masks using a cotton candy spinning machine. Can you imagine a mask made out of cotton candy?
Yeah, well, I don't think it's made of cotton. It's made with the machine, but either way, he can have his fun with that. I'll just go buy one.
If it's cotton candy made out of cotton candy, sign me up for a Costco pack. Like, I'll get like 50 of them for sure.
I think that'd be a little sticky. Cotton candy is the worst. Yeah. Let's not act like cotton candy is good, okay? Even when I'm at an event with my daughter and she wants to get cotton candy, I always look at her like, come on.
It is
you can
sticky.
Find something so much better than cotton candy.
Now, this is, look for, you know, there's always some way to make it worse. Lots of female service workers in the States are reporting that men are finding new ways to harass them with mask-related comments like, let me see that pretty face under there, or take it off for me, just a quick flash.
Guys are scum.
Aren't they?
Some of them, yeah.
Now, a couple of Canadian stories. One's kind of cute. Couple in Manitoba used all their extra pandemic downtime, May through September here, to build an authentic Viking hut in their yard in Manitoba. They built a Viking hut.
Yeah. Horrible teeth, but great Viking hut.
They got the pot out front and everything. I don't know. Just, but check this out, man.
God, why are people like, what? Where do you even get that idea?
Well, think about this idea. If you think that one's bad, couple in Revelstoke, healthy family, just posted an ad looking for someone to intentionally infect them with COVID-19. Quote, to help build up our natural immunity. Now, here's in a typical polite Canadian way. We can house you for a night or however long it takes, and we will provide all of your meals.
You're right.
This is what we've come to.
You know what, man?
A COVID.
Sometimes
Airbnb.
It's just like, sometimes it's natural selection.
Yeah.
Like sometimes you just have to let it run its course.
Thin the herd.
That one. If you're asking for it,
yeah. We'll provide
the
meals.
The wrong people are getting it. The wrong people.
Chad and Ballsy Daily.
As you could probably guess, 2020 was a big, big year for food delivery, and Skip the Dishes did pretty well. And
not surprisingly, but some of the stats are surprising.
Yeah, they came out with their new stats this week, and they're pretty mind-blowing. I know Travis was talking about this a bit yesterday, but Travis is a big
Travis Skip used it quite a bit,
guy. Yeah, big delivery guy. I do occasionally. I'd say, you know, once every couple weeks.
I've yet to use it.
Well, you're out in the boonies there, eh?
Yeah.
So.
I generally just like to go pick it up myself. It's an outing now.
Yeah, and also a lot of businesses like it when you do that, too.
Yeah.
So you should, you know, do that. But whatever. Do it however you do it.
Yeah.
So the popular items were the number one most delivered item in Regina, chicken strips. That's the number one item. So that's not overly shocking either, because that's usually
that sounds like something I'd order. Yeah.
Yeah, that gets ordered in our house quite a bit. We love Asian dishes in town as well. Mm-hmm. And we actually is one of the top three provinces to order the most kosher and vegan items.
Really? That's kind of amazing.
Yeah. Most expensive order was almost $500 in the
office.
I don't know, must have been.
Yeah.
But the most expensive order in Canada was actually in Edmonton. That was about $900. They had one order for $900.
Wow.
Somebody in Saskatchewan. Now, check this out. Someone in Saskatchewan ordered Skip the Dishes 900 times this year. That's almost for every meal of every day.
That's true. Yeah. That's almost three times a day. You're right.
That's
insane.
Somebody needs to learn to cook.
Got some money. Yeah, even I know how to cook a little bit.
Have a pizza pop every now and then.
Yeah, a bowl of cereal worked for me yesterday.
Chunky soup or something.
Yeah.
What do we love here in Regina? I guess we love Slurpees. They say that's the most ordered convenience item. I don't know who orders a $2 Slurpee and gets somebody to deliver it, but...
How pathetic is that?
All the power to you, I guess.
We used to have a couple of radio announcers that did that, though. They ordered their breakfast or their coffee.
Yeah,
in the
all
morning.
The time, every single day.
Yeah.
Some of the numbers are pretty staggering. Like, I don't know who that the 900 times a year one actually really throws me off.
The Slurpee one's pathetic. You can't even drive to the 7-Eleven to get yourself. We're so lazy now that we can't even go get our own Slurpee.
Well, you're doing your part. You're doing your
so
part.
So do you tell the skip the dishes guy, surprise me.
Or get me a swamp water.
Yeah.
Mix them all together. Let's do it. And does the skip the dishes guy actually have to grab the cup and fill your Slurpee for you?
Well, here's the other thing.
I don't know.
Does he have a time limit? Because if he gets here and it's melted, I don't want that damn thing. Like part of the thing is sipping it while you drive because it's going to melt.
Sure. Yeah, you're 100% correct. Yeah, that's very true. And also, I should say this. How many of those deliveries were delivered to the wrong house? Because I'll tell you this. I got one or two meals this year that I did not pay for.
Chad and Ballsy Daily.
When you go back to your home, you stay in your old room. Like, does your old room exist in Lanigan in your home?
Yeah,
it does?
Sure, both, yeah.
The
both
way that it was before?
No, it's changed. Like, yeah,
you don't have, like, the Ninja Turtle posters on the wall?
I don't have an L. McPherson poster on my wall anymore. But, yeah, no, like, I remember, so I had the bedroom upstairs,
mm-hmm.
you know, and that was along with, my parents were upstairs as well. And my older brother had the room downstairs.
Right.
And then when he moved out, of course, I got promoted to the room downstairs.
Ah, so you got two rooms.
Yeah. So, but my room upstairs is now a guest room.
Okay.
And then the room downstairs is the room I sleep in when I go home. But it's still super weird.
We sold my family home, so I don't, like, it doesn't exist anymore. But I remember going home, and I could never, like, and I live in the same city, obviously. But anytime I'd go home, because there's 5 years apart between me, my brother, and my sister. So, like, it's 10 years from me to my sister. So I'd go, my brother took, like you, he took my room in the basement.
Yeah.
I don't know how he did this, but he had my sister's fish. My sister had a pet fish, or they had a pet fish together, I guess.
Okay.
My brother kept it in my old room downstairs, but would charge my sister money to come into the room to look at the fish.
That's a good racket.
But my sister, so smarter.
And did she pay?
Yeah, smart on my brother, stupid on my sister. She'd pay 50 cents every time to go into the room to see their joint fish together.
You know, isn't it crazy, though? I mean, when you're young like that, when you're in high school or whatever, you want that basement room.
Yeah.
Right? And then the older you get, you do not want a room in any basement.
No.
Right?
No.
Like if you're my age, say you're 37 years old and you're still living in a basement, I mean, I'm not saying, well, listen, everybody's got their own thing going on in their life.
Yeah.
But it's not very often that that's looked at as a huge success story.
I realized quite soon that I didn't want the basement room when I was living there.
Right.
Because my parents' bed always squeaked and it was above mine. I was like,
no.
What is this?
Oh, no. Somebody's got some restless legs up there.
Yeah, you try looking at a Suzanne Summers poster while you hear your parents.
Chad and Ballsy Daily.
This would be a great time in a pandemic to open a place like this, but it's a tickle bar. So here's what happens. You literally go to this place and pay to be tickled. It's by appointment only because of the pandemic right now. But you show up, you get a glass of wine.
Yeah.
Then you're escorted into one of the 5 Moroccan-style tickle tents. You can go with your shirt on or your shirt off. From there, you pick a tickling style you want. You can get back tickles, head rubs, or both. $40 for a shorter session, $60 for a longer session. I am absolutely down with this. I love when my hair gets rubbed. It's almost better than sex. Almost, not quite, but almost better. I just love it.
You know, I'm sick of all these part-time drinkers in bars. I really am. Like, whatever happened, it used to just be good enough to go into a bar, put a depressing Bob Seger song on the jukebox, and just drink your whiskey, staring down, not talking to anybody at the bar. I miss those days.
Chad and Ballsy Daily.
A couple of movies come out on demand already, and some of them are insanely expensive to get.
Right.
Like, to rent it would be just as much as actually going to a movie theater and watching it. But they're changing things up now. Warner Brothers is the first company to do this. They're on board with HBO Max now. Warner Brothers has announced that all of their movies in 2021 will be released on HBO Max at the same time as they are released in movie theaters.
That's a kick in the balls for movie theater owners.
Yes and no. There is, another side to this coin. And that side is first off, the movie will only be available on HBO Max for the first month of its release.
Okay.
After that, you'll have to go to a movie theater to watch it. They're not going to keep it in their catalog. And also, you know how it is. A lot of people are saying, oh, this is going to change the movie industry forever. It really isn't. Once this is all said and done, there are going to be a lot of people like myself that will... I will probably be at home to sleep.
You're sick of your house. Yeah, yeah. That's a good point.
You
yeah.
just want to go out and do things. And
there are certain movies, Chad, that need to be watched in a theater,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, like no matter how good your home theater system is,
yeah,
there's something about watching a movie at a movie theater with movie theater popcorn and... With, like, for instance, Landmark Cinemas here in town, that sound system is insane.
Well, and you and I talked about this off the air. There are certain genres of movies that you like to go watch.
Yeah.
Like comedies. I like yeah. to sit with a bunch of people and laugh together.
Right. It lets you know when it's like, am I right to laugh at this? Or there's nothing I love more than going to a comedy and laughing at a part that's really inappropriate that you shouldn't be laughing at.
And you're the only guy.
Yeah, and you're the only person laughing at yeah. it. Or even another good one to watch as a group, horror movies.
Yeah, that's a good one.
Because everybody gets scared at the same time, and you get the one or two people that scream. And
well, there's no way I'd sit in my basement and watch like that It we went to watch.
And that one wasn't even that bad.
I know, but I didn't like it.
So I don't know if this is going to change the business model of movies moving forward, but it is definitely a change. And
I like your point about, because I thought this would be a real kick in the grapes to owners, but you're right. After this, everything yeah. lifts, you just want to get out of your house.
Yeah. We're I mean, like right now, all of the streaming services are doing really well, I'm sure.
Mm-hmm.
When this is all said and done and we're allowed to leave, there are going to be a lot of people canceling their streaming services because they're not going to want to be in there. Like this, if we get a vaccine
yeah.
and say we're free and clear or mostly free and clear of this by summer, can you imagine how packed our parks are going to be?
Oh,
how
yeah.
packed how packed our patios are going to be? So let's just hope that that vaccine comes soon. And also, I will take advantage of it. I'm going to watch the new Matrix in my Ginch. So,
Chad and Ballsy Daily.
So again, we always ask you to shop local at this time of year if you can.
For sure.
You can also, you know, shop local and get stuff delivered to your home. There's still ways to do that.
Yep.
So my mom yesterday, she must have, I don't know what she ordered online, but it was in a bigger box.
Yeah.
And she looked out her front window. She was actually at home at the time, and I didn't know that, but she was at home at the time. She looked out her front window and she saw a box. Now this box is quite big. It's
yeah.
I don't know, maybe 3 by 4.
Yeah, I'd say it's about, I saw the picture, it's about 4 feet tall.
Yeah, yeah. And it is sitting on end, like it could blow over. And it's yeah. sitting on end in the middle of her driveway, at the end of her driveway, right at the end, almost on the sidewalk.
Now, did they do this for social distancing purposes? Like, did they do this in a new COVID world where they don't?
No, that's stupid.
Yeah, I know.
You can take the package and put it up on there, like, because the thing is, the end of the driveway is actually quite a ways
yeah,
from my mom's
like,
front door.
Yeah, it looked like a half a football field away.
Right.
Good and
yards. They just left it there. Like, yeah. anybody with a truck could have just gone up, loaded her up, and taken her away.
Yeah.
So I started thinking, I'm like, I know a lot of people have had interesting experiences with getting packages delivered. I've had many delivered to the wrong home,
mm-hmm.
Things like that. That's why I love having the cameras and stuff now because I can see.
Well, you're just asking for porch pirates there when you're doing that.
That one, yeah. They're not helping their cause much. So we asked you, what are some of the strange stories you have? Joseph Bird says, I got home and was waiting outside my apartment in my car because I saw Canada Post delivering packages. I got out, walked towards him, asked if he had anything with my name on it because my package was supposed to arrive that day. He said no. I walked back to my car, grabbed my groceries. When I get to the door, he left a sticker saying, sorry, we missed you, with my name on it. Another guy says, I don't want to say his name because I don't know. Maybe he might get in trouble for this. I ordered a box of Tannerite from the U.S. Now, Tannerite is like, yeah. it's an explosive
right.
that you shoot uh-huh. them and then they blow up, right? Ordered 80 pounds of it. So 80 pounds of Tannerite. I don't know how you get that across.
That's crazy.
Anyway, he says he was expecting them on a Monday as per the shipping slip. On Wednesday, I called because they hadn't arrived yet. They said they were delivered. There was a huge box of explosives under the table on my front deck for 2 days.
That's crazy.
It's mind-blowing.
Or a Tuesday in Arkansas.
Yeah. Eric says, I had a parcel left in my barbecue on my back deck once. In the barbecue.
Okay, yeah.
It was winter and didn't find it for 2 months. Well, it's winter. Why? He doesn't barbecue during the winter? Opens it in spring? Oh, there's a package sitting right there. What the hell?
That is crazy.
Why would somebody do that?
Craziest part of that story is, what kind of dude doesn't barbecue in the winter?
Yeah. And then I also have one friend who ordered a guitar. I don't want to say who. It's a guitar that was played by a very famous rock star.
Okay.
Very, very famous
rock
star.
So he spent a few dollars on it.
A lot of money on this guitar. Like, a lot of money on this guitar. It was delivered to his home, left on the front doorstep in the rain.
Can I ask?
It was soaked through. By the time he got to it, this guitar was soaked through and just left there.
Don't they do this anymore? Because Crescendo orders a lot of packages, too. Every time I come home, there's something at the door. But if it's a certain dollar amount like that, wouldn't they take it back to their warehouse here in Regina, leave you a slip and say, go pick it up?
It used to be like that.
Yeah, didn't it?
I remember I ordered an iPad one time, and they wouldn't drop it off at the house because it was worth too much money, and I had to go get it.
If they ruin that guitar, I'm pulling a honky-tonk man on them.
Chad and Ballsy Daily.
I've started my own personal dashboard. You know, like on your phone, you could see what your steps are and all that stuff.
This is not shocking. You're a sports stats nerd.
So I'm taking this diabetic medication I've told you about.
About the peeing.
Yeah. So I'm marking out how much I pee a day.
In a day.
Yesterday was 11 times.
11 times?
11 times I went and...
That's like once an hour for every hour you're awake.
Yeah, 11 times I peed. I marked down my loads too, if you know what I mean.
No, your poops.
That's what I meant. I didn't know how to say.
Yeah,
no. No, not that guy.
Yeah, no, your poops. Okay, thank you. No. Don't go into any detail.
Working out.
How many times do you work out in a day?
Cardio. What I do, I track that now. Like I'm
pretty easy for me to track. I look at a calendar and I go, one gold star. Anyway.
So I've been tracking that. How many hours of TV I'm watching? Mm-hmm. Am I doing my 10 minutes? We talked about this yesterday. I started it yesterday. 10 minutes of doing absolutely nothing. That means
just
no
sitting
phone.
In a room.
I sat in a theater room, shut the lights off, and just...
But you don't fall asleep either because that's doing something.
No, I didn't fall asleep.
Yeah?
No, yeah. I nap for 40 minutes a day. I'm tracking it all. It's awesome. It's not going to last long.
Why? Why do you want to know this? Why do you want to... You need to compartmentalize everything.
I do, yeah.
Why?
I don't know. I've been writing lots.
Is that something from your childhood?
No. It's something where I've realized that I am a real scatterbrain. So I've got to write everything down. Like I've told you before, and lists are good because they dictate, like in this rules of life book I'm reading, it says have a plan. You got to have a plan. But the thing with having a plan is it can be really depressing because if you write 7 things down, you didn't get the 4 of them, you weren't really successful, were you, that day? And that just makes you even more depressed. Would you rather be a scatterbrain or have it written down and show yourself in black and white how crappy you are?
Yeah, I generally go by the rule of set your standards real low. So if you exceed them, hey.
I peed 11 times yesterday.
Yeah, try for 13 or 14 today. Let's see what you can do.
Time now to check in with the world of science. Here's a Nerd News with Chad and Ballsy.
Covering the most important news that your brain may have missed.
Mm-hmm.
Sorry for stepping on you there, nerd. A team in China built a new jet engine that could hit Mach 16. That's 16 times the speed of sound. Get you anywhere in the world in under 2 hours.
But yet, people still can't figure out that in the morning when you're in the drive-thru line, you should just order a coffee.
New study found that if life ever existed on Mars, it might have been miles below the surface. The sun wasn't hot enough billions of years ago, but the geothermal heat below the surface might have been enough to sustain life. So Mars might have people inside of Mars.
Were they like Matt Damon eating potatoes that he grew in his own poop?
That's a great movie.
Great movie.
Would you eat your own poop potatoes?
Sure, if I had to. Gotta do what I gotta do.
Matt Damon poop chips.
Yeah, well, whatever happens.
Anyway, and the 3-ring coiler.
Sure, yeah.
And a massive radio telescope collapsed in Puerto Rico this week, and now there's video. It's called the Arecibo, and you may know it from movies like GoldenEye and Contact. No one was hurt, but it's not clear if they're going to rebuild it or not, but it collapsed, so there you go.
It's like a big satellite dish.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's like your neighbor who still has that huge dish in their backyard, right? From like the 1980s, and you go, why do you still have that massive satellite dish in your backyard? It's rusty and brown, and it is an eyesore. Dave, I'm talking to you, Dave! Get that thing out of your yard! I mean, this isn't
Then
possible.
He invites you over on a Friday night to watch Debbie Does Dallas, and you're like, yeah, that's why he's got it.
On VHS.
Chad and Ballsy Daily.
Well, I was out. I was... dropped something off for my aunt at Wascana Rehab. So I'm in the area and I hadn't been there for a while. So I went to the Hill Avenue Brood Awakening. Yeah. Got myself a London Fog, which I hadn't got for a bit. So took a little social media picture.
Well, sure.
I was told by our old boss, Grant, I should get a London Smog, it's called. They make it with chocolate milk. So I'll have to try that next time, which sounds real good for a diabetic.
Yeah, I was going to say, all this stuff is real great for a diabetic.
And then I was at our at the gym there, the Brick House gym on Dooney Avenue, the old Crazy Kylie's. Mm-hmm. And you don't see this very much in especially gyms. They were pumping our radio station. Any local radio stations, they don't generally do, like they have their music service. Yeah, they had the Wolf Loud and Proud in there. So thanks to Justin and the gang for pumping us out there. So if you have a business you'd like to plug, you know, we can maybe throw a shout out there. 936 Wolf.
And that's one thing, too, I just want to point out here.
Yeah.
Just and call me a negative Nelly. Call me whatever you will. But I will say this. It's really funny that a lot of some local businesses will sit there and talk about how everybody needs to support local. And then I'll go in and I'll hear something that isn't a local radio station on. Yeah. That drives me a little nutty.
Yeah, no, and I agree 100%. That's why I thought I'd highlight that, because you don't see it
anymore. Absolutely.
You don't see it much anymore.
Yeah, for sure.
And so, I think we need to support. We all need to come together. That's the only way we're going to get through this.
Here's a fact. If I go into your business and the wolf isn't on, I steal something. That's a fact.
I didn't know this was...
That is a fact.
I didn't know this was going in that direction, but I'm all for it.
I don't steal.
Thanks for tuning in to Chad and Ballsy Daily. New episodes every weekday on your favorite podcast app and full audio available at thewolfrocks.com. Don't miss Wolf Mornings with Chad and Ballsy. Weekdays 6 to 10 on Regina's Rock Station. 104.9 The Wolf.